This is Walter Lee Hilliard III of UniversalSoulPower.com. That's UniversalSoulPower.com, the new rhythm and blues and contemporary hip-hop soul of podcasting. Check out my blog ASAP, UniversalSoulPower.com. I want to talk about Empire on the Fox Network, starring Taraji Henson and Terrence Howard. So, we have yet another show that is glamorizing black pathology. Taraji gets out of prison after 17 years and tries to regain control of her company, their company, her and Terrence Howard's company. And we have the same old stereotypes operating. Besides the crime and the music, which Timbaland is doing, we have a situation whereby the show also is glamorizing homosexuality once again. One of the sons is gay. And of course, all the white writers online seem to think this is so wonderful that black people are finally becoming intellectual and accepting homosexuality. Well, the fact is that this is the worst part of the show. We all know that Hollyweird, I call it, is threatened by black male sexuality. Go to your television and turn from channels 2 through 900 or however many channels you have and tell me how many times you see a black man and a white woman having a romantic time, dating, kissing, making love, including the soft porn channels. It's rare, and chances are you're typically not going to see this type of situation. So if you don't show black male sexuality in that way, but you do show a proliferation of gay black men on television and the news media telling people they're gay, seeking out persons like Michael Sam and Jason Collins in major black sports instead of looking for gays to come out in baseball and hockey, predominantly white sports, something's wrong. Something is amiss. And so here, once again, like I said, we have black pathology being glamorized, and this is unfortunate. You may be able to work some positive things into a show like this, but they're starting out behind the eight ball because this is Hollywood's agenda when it comes to black folks. Okay, whites hold the power. They brought in a gay black man director who brought us Precious, Lee Daniels, and The Butler, right? A subservient movie. He also did the movie with Halle Berry, Monsters Ball, where the racist white redneck had sex with Halle Berry on the floor in the living room. So this is the pathological mind of Lee Daniels. And the Fox Network has a history of using black shows like Keenan Ivory Wayans in Living Color back in the 90s and several other shows to build the network, and then they dumped these shows and they didn't want them to deal with serious issues as some of the other shows that followed in Living Color tried to do. But we're in a situation in which black people here in 2015 are still being controlled. And we know Taraji Henson and Terrence Howard are actors and they're going to always take the money. So we can't expect them to be black leaders. I mean, we can expect them to be. Everybody should take a leadership role, but they're not going to do it. They're always about collecting a check, like too many black folks working across America. It's all about the check. Thus, here we are. It's not 1815. It's 2015, and we're still being discriminated against. So check out the show Empire and see what you think. This is Walter Lee Hilliard III of UniversalSoulPower.com. That's UniversalSoulPower.com, the new rhythm and blues and contemporary hip-hop soul of podcasting. Peace.